October 28th, 1994. Thank you for the pause.
All right. Stacking them does not give her depth. Let's try you. Would you take that, please? By turning that upside down and putting this one on it, it will give it just the right height. Would you please do that and show them? Come on, do that. Just stack them, please.
Oh.
Everybody ought to feel this. I'm going to leave these out. I want everybody to feel them. Now what happens? Pinches her fingers. That's what. To get them out of the way.
Rarity.
This is magnetic energy. And you add electricity to this in the proper form, and you really have force. At this point, do you see anything between there? Except what reflects from behind in a light that isn't. Mm-hmm. Well, you sure can feel it, can't you? Mm-hmm. Well, you can feel me too. Now let's see what else we have. I think we need to wear those cuts. Rick, come help me, please. I won't knock you on the floor. I want, we're going to need that. Bring it out. They're just ice cubes. Now, there are three pots of water. One is a glass. One is in the glass jar. While we're doing all this magnificent to the last centimeter of work here. By the way, let's see if this will help her. Nope. What did lemon do to her? Helped her throat, that's what. Do you think that if she had an apron, it would make a difference? Well, we didn't bring one, so we'll have to just struggle with it. Do you think that me having her pull her shoes off will make a difference?
No.
Wrong. Because one of them hurts her toe. Oh. And it was a distractor. For goodness sakes, look at what you do with your life. If your shoe hurts, pull it off. It is really not difficult. All right, this is water. And we're going to pour some right in there. What is this one? This is
hot plain
water. Oh, your modern technology. That's fine. Well, a little more. We want to be a little more fair with these measurements. We want them exact. That's fine. This can also be used later for coffee. Now, this is salt water. This is not good to use later for coffee. Now, This is
wet.
Well, she didn't do it. Know that she didn't do it. That was Rick.
Close your eyes, Rick.
All right, now, where are the ice cubes? All right, let's see.
Now, Lonnie has left the room for a few minutes.
Do we need him?
I don't know.
Terry would rather we did this without him. I'm going to drop an ice cube in the water that's cold. the water that's hot and the water that has salt in it. Where is the clock? Rocket science at work. Ah, look at it, Rick. The ones in the hot water are melting faster. In fact, the one in the cold water just sitting there. Now, oh, clock. I want to ask you something. This is cold water with an ice cube in it. It's melting. This has already melted. Is there any difference in the water in the ice cube and the pot? No. I'm going to just speed on by. This is also hot water with salt, and it has also melted. But is it the same? No. It has been altered by what you've done to it. It has salt. It is more dilute now by one ice cube. That's sort of like one candle power. And for you ones who can't hear, we have lined up some cups. Rick has spilled water, made a big mess. And we still have one ice cube in the cold water struggling, but it's hanging in there. These other two are gone, and I defy anyone in this room to pick the ice out of there. Well, for the ones on the tape, I got no takers. Now we're going to really look at something important. Again, scientific equipment. This is an ionizer for curling hair. She just used it, so we know this one works. And it's purple. This one is just going to be here. This one has water. This one has water with salt in it. Would you plug it in? If it explodes, I'm out of here. These are plastic cups. We are going to take two of them. One we are going to turn upside down on top of this purple one. One upside down on top of this one. And clock. Where is the clock? All right, this one's really important with the clock. Is anything happening anywhere? Do you have power?
Turn it on.
I hear something.
Harkin.
Harkin! Anybody notice anything happening?
Steam is coming out of the...
Amazing. If I take that off, what happens?
Steam up in the air.
Steam really arises.
What about you? You're purple.
Lavender. Violet.
Now let's watch it a minute. Where did it go? All that nice steam. It ascended. What were you doing? Nothing. The same wattage, the same line, the same plug. This nice little person is already floating on a layer. Now, do you notice? EJ's up here close enough to notice that it's forming water droplets. And very, very shortly, unless the days were shortened, anyone hear what I said? Well, unless the... Oh, bless you. There we go. If you're really hungry, though, I think I'd go with this one.
It's actually coming from the outside from the other one anyway, I think.
Now, it's... Well, it is a dud. I think you can see what is going to happen. You are getting droplets. So it is condensing and it's going to fall back down and make a mess.
In a rain.
Other than that, you've got all this ascension. What is gravity?
Reverse ascension.
Matter seeking.
Like seeking right.
Matter seeking its density. It may have something to do with electromagnetic energy. You know, I can suck something to you if you are the right material. If it's lighter, it's going up. Once it is heavier than the air, like the droplets in the cup, it's going to fall down, get on the table, and make a mess. That's all gravity is matter manifest in density seeking its weight or its own density. And now we really have a mess up here, so unplug it. That's basically all I really wanted to show with this. And the difference in this one with a scant two shakes of a salt shaker into this water allows it to work. This one we cleaned up very well so that it would not have, except for the tap water minerals in it. And you can see that you would go and get another cooler because this one wouldn't work, and that's exactly what she did. Now, Rick, would you hand me that little guy? Look the same? Don't believe it. This is water. This is Gyandriana. And this is the most recent Gyandriana, and I tell you, it is dangerous. Not to drink. It will burn your house down. Sitting in the sunlight, in a very brief period of time, burn through four layers of mylar with aluminum foil. One layer of vinyl plastic, two layers of sheeting, and a half inch into the table. Sitting in the window, this little guy in its other container burned through the formica top. Sitting in a window that has double panes to block the sun. Now, what does that tell you? You're in the confounded photon belt. You cannot see the light. It's beyond ultraviolet, and it's what's going to kill you. So you better get on with getting yourself lined up. There, Rick. Take it with my blessing. What else do we have to play with? Oh! Can't believe there's a difference. Is there anyone in this room who cannot tell the difference in this and this? It's both cold now. They were both identical, even to weight, but I defy you to get this squashed back down into this without doing something to it. Now I have another one. I want to test the human response, you see. You're hungry, right? And you know that you have four meals of these lovely apples. One is at least half again, maybe twice as big as the other two. I mean the other three. I can't count either. Would you be better off to eat one or all four of these, or the two green apples, or the two yellow bananas? I'll tell you right off, for the value of the food, take the two bananas. On the other hand, we're going to deal with the apple. If you're really hungry, would you take the big apple or one of the little ones? If you knew you could space it out, would you not take one of the little ones? No, you'd take the big one? Okay. Dr. Cleaver, would you take this, please? Was that a real good choice?
No.
Plastic, isn't it? Do you see how illusion? Well, let's see. Maybe if we put this popcorn back in this brown sack, it would change it. Let's shake it up with those apples. No. I know, Rick. Let's put it in this great long plastic sack. There's one, no hands, see. Once released, no hands. Two, take it. Uh-oh.
Looks the same.
Does, doesn't it? That proves shaking popcorn in a plastic sack will not make any difference than shaking it in a paper bag. What do you have to do now to make this popcorn go back into those size little kernels? You can't do it. But the nearest you're going to come to it is to first saturate them with moisture and then compress them. You will never, once they have popped, get them back to the way they were. So you better be careful before you start popping, because you are stuck with what you do. Now, what could I possibly have forgotten? There is nothing that is not out here. Oh, thank you. I was almost to miss it. Let's talk about your vision. We'll blow this out. Now, she has on these glasses. Well, she can't really tell. Now, these glasses, these are the ones she should have had on, because she would have opened her eyes and they're bifocals and she would be able to also see. Or you can have these. Oh, David Copperfield would be proud of these. Doesn't make one bit of difference, does it? Not a bit. Let's take these glasses. Oh, these are interesting ones. We'll turn this one down here and let's see. Hardly sensible, is it? Is there a place for these, ever?
Princeton.
Well, we should let Princeton come decide about these. Here are two, nice pair of glasses, both of them are different. So is the third one. This is because when she goes to choose her reading glasses, she never remembers what she was supposed to have gotten. Which ones of these do you want? And I'll tell you something before we ever go farther. If you don't take the caps off of the end, you won't see anything anyway. Rick, would you hold that up, please? If you want to look at the stars, do you go out there with this? Take your clock then. Go out there with your clock and this and see if you can see the stars. And what are you looking for when you look at the stars? You don't know, do you? Something out there that looks like light in the sky. Let me tell you the difference in a ship and a star. A star may blink its little brains out. A Pleiadian aircraft will strobe, completely encompassing series of colored rainbow lights. And if you really want to see, you get something bigger than this, but for goodness sakes, would you not take this out there to look for me rather than this? Now, the reason that I really brought this down here is because it's been sitting around for 2 years and they cannot figure out how to use it. I need a volunteer that will take this home and tune it in or do whatever. They tried for two nights with its lens cover on. And that did it. Obviously, it didn't work. Lousy equipment. We should take it back. Anybody understand where I'm going? Now, is this a religion? Is it science? Poor Ed is back there, you know, forever turning in his grave. Ah, but give me the Giandriana. Have you tested the current in this? Anybody? It's not hard to do. Cold fusion? You may not get much out of this, my friend, but you add a little vinegar and a little deuterium. And you're going to find you can light the world. You can have it back because I think you should start. Now let's get down to something very serious. Pen, but it's unique. It has four colors of ink. She said, while I was making her gather all this up, and you notice, eyes back down, let's just get them tight and maybe I won't be able to see her. No one in this room can now see her because she's got her eyes shut. Invisible. She said, sir, you are giving me a headache. You are giving me an Excedrin headache. And I said, so, sweetie, bring your Excedrin. So she does. She brings Excedrin PM. What in the world is Excedrin PM? Is that something the ladies take monthly? Is it something you take at night? What is it? What is this? Is this birth control? Two between the knees. God would not josh about these things. God would not, under any circumstances, talk to you about money, would he? And yet what in the hell else do you pray about other than sex and money? The call compels the answer.
Real estate?
That's attached to money. Now, I want to talk about these books. I want to. It doesn't mean I'm going to, obviously. This is called the Living Bible. This is also called the Living Bible. Both of these are Christian gospels. At one time, the Old Testament reflected the Jewish or Judaic religion. But you don't know what Jews are, do you? I wonder if even Lonnie understands that until the 13th century, there were no such things as Jews. That was a created word to fit the Khazarians who chose Judaism over Christianity and called themselves Jews. They are the Zionists. Khazarian Zionists. They are from the Nordic, Rus, Mongolian races. They are warring people. They were the merchants, the commercial people. And guess what, my friends? They've settled in Palestine. And they follow the Talmud. And I'm sorry, as a Christian of the highest cause, and I don't mean you're Christians, I mean Christ, I take exception to the man-created book called Talmud. Read it, and let's see if you don't understand what I mean. It advocates heinous things. Does that mean I'm an anti-Jew? No. Does it mean I'm anti-human? Sometimes. Does it mean I'm anti-Semitic? Absolutely not. I am a Semite. I come from the lineage of God, of light. There's a big difference. Does that mean I'm putting the Jews or any other peoples down? No, I'm against the Antichrist. He is my enemy. Does that mean that anyone who even follows him, my enemy, is my enemy? Nope. He's just a tool of my enemy. Oh, this is called overkill. We got those books. Then there was this Book of Mormon that was given as a babysitter's gift. So I said, bring it. This is Tabor's Cyclopedic Medical Dictionary. Is it any more or less valuable than these Bibles? Depends on what you want to do. And how valuable are any of them in this pile? Absolutely no value at all. And how many of you, well, we won't include Lonnie in this. How many of you in this room really have any basic idea or fundamental understanding of what's in any of them? Well, I do. Does that make me better than you? No. It makes me older and more learned than you. That's all. That in itself doesn't even make me wiser than you. I learned my wisdom the hard way, just like you are. Now, if you want to learn more about the Bible, do you choose one of these? They all look like little calculators, don't they? This is. And this one's pretty valuable because if its battery goes dead, it doesn't matter because it's solar. And it's real dandy. You can tell right off. It uses numbers. So for mathematical purposes, you better choose this one. For dictionary purposes, you better make sure you have a battery in this one and use it. It is a dictionary. And then if you are a lazy scholar and you can figure out how to use it and its battery is working, this is the King James Version of the Bible. Doesn't look much different from this one, does it? If you don't use good judgment and discernment and know what it is you're after, how in the world do you think you're going to find it? Goodness, I just have this plethora of wonderful stuff. We can do without this. I think you can tell the difference. Oh, well, no, we can't do without all this. You're a Christian, and you want the prophecies, and you want to know what's been going on. You choose this one? Who the world were the Sumerians? Or do you choose this one that says Mary's message to the world? Who's Mary? You can just look at it and know that they must mean Mary, mother of Jesus, don't you? So really basically, if you are kind of New Age and you really are curious about the spiritual aspect, would you go for the Sumerian book or Mary's book? It's in here. Now, maybe if you want to really learn about God, you'll go a step further. And you'll take the book that has the birds or the flowers. These are the purest forms of God. They are. They are DNA structures. Some of them are hybrids, some of them are not. But they are reflections of God in perfection. And you can tamper with them, just like you tamper with your own genetic structure. Now, why have I gone through all of this bother and made this big mess? You see, here's another example of this says Thanksgiving, and you would know. These are not even the true colors of Christmas, but you know. These are butterflies. There's nothing else to know. This is an eagle. It is one symbol that must mean something to you. This is a seagull. Means something else. This is a depiction of the Last Supper. Have you ever thought how silly that sounds? Or how much it means? Mostly not, except what the preacher tells you. This is a depiction of the Christ, someone's depiction, Pierre Claudier's, because he sent it. Here's some Indians, an Indian family, just gathered around, being a family. Ah, this must go with this book. Yes, undoubtedly, goes together. It's an idea up here. Someone has put this idea up there. There's nothing wrong with the idea. It's only wrong if you let someone else's opinion and idea guide what it is you need to do. This is a depiction of a wolf with a stomachache. This is a picture of Little Miracle. Little Miracle, the non-albino buffalo calf. This means something to the Indians. These are phone numbers that stuck to the back. Who's this?
Jermaine.
How do you know? You don't, do you? Who's this? Who's this? Don't look alike to me. Who is this? This is more akin to the likeness of the being that I know. If you saw him in profile. This is the truth. Who is this?
Sananda.
Sananda.
And what does Sananda mean?
One with God.
One with God. It is an Egyptian term. It simply means an arrival, a state of being, in grace, with grace. Ah, now let's get interesting. What is this? And you put Sananda's transparency over it. I want Lonnie to see that all. Do these pictures mean anything or have anything? Unless you give it to them. No.
No.
They're just pictures. All right, Rick, produce the picture, please. Rick is going to show you a picture. Do not ever underestimate the message in this picture. It was a message to a student who has a great mission to serve, when he ever can get free of the confounded contact and get back to his work. This one is different. You will have to look very closely. From the picture itself, gold has seeped to the surface. And you can see the results of that better in that picture of Sananda, where it looks like highlights. That is where the light would not pass through in the negative. Rick is Thomas, and he serves as a scribe for this one. And we must move on with our work so our people can get on with theirs. Now, what about a space command? What about this old mouth up here? Eons of time, little gray ETs, big, tall ETs. Forget it. Those are not conjurings only of your imagination. They are literally manufactured from whatever genetic structure was found either out there somewhere or on your place, but developed. I'm going to give you again the definition of evil and creator. Evil can only utilize what is manufactured or already created. He dinks around with everything that has been manifest. You are prisoners. You are locked to a planet. And the only way off this planet is to learn where it is you want to go and be able to create. And remember, only God can create. Now, where do we fit? I'm not some big, tall ET that can be laughed at in court. I am of the hosts of God sent to this place to bring the word. How many of you thought it was going to happen, but it would be Billy Graham? How about Billy Clinton? Why don't you assume your responsibility and accept your responsibility and be the lamp you're supposed to be, the contact you're supposed to be? I've accepted my commission to do a job, and a lot of times I don't like it. It's always a challenge. But now you want to tell me that we're not visible. I want you to look at this. You tell me how you get clouds like this. Well, now, on your place, through technology, you can get clouds like that. We're out there. At night, we're out there. And we're big, and we're bright. And you have nothing to fear from us. What did Pogo tell you? I have found the enemy, and it is me.
It's us.
Why do you object so strenuously for having God fulfill his promises? He would not leave you without help. Here are some more. Just pictures. Probably upside down indeed. Does it mean that every time you see something like this, it's us? No. And when one's asked, well, what happened to Venus? Nothing. We simply moved our ship to the south and put a plasmic shield between you and Venus. And you couldn't see. That is not even very far advanced technology, precious people. And I'm going to get right back to University of Science and Philosophy. All of the information of the scientific, and this has been literally proven, that Dr. Russell offered was not fully complete. And almost none of the spiritual aspects of the teachings are reality. And when Dharma began to write, she didn't know who this being was, and she certainly never heard of Lao Russell. And they can tell you what they want to about this lovely couple. I'm telling you that in his 70s, he had been married 52 years to a woman named Helen. And Lao came into his life out of England. He divorced his wife Helen, and within 2 days they were married, he and Lao. Lao became the person who headed up Swannanoa Palace. Does that sound like God? Oh yes, the marble palaces. It doesn't look like the Tehachapi or this scientific laboratory, does it? For Lonnie's benefit, and I will later give you some data so that you can check it out. You see, because of the law in the court, Dharma doesn't have a set of the books that she wrote. And when I say wrote, I mean it literally, right there. Should have brought her keyboard. No letters left on her keyboard, and it's the third one. Not a Xerox finger. And they ridicule her in a court of law, and she gets handed down an edict of contempt of court. When someone took her work and proceeded to copyright it, right in the front of the books. She didn't have time to read this stuff. She writes it, it's gone. Was that actually done? Doesn't matter whether it was or not. It sure did tick off US&P. And yet what happens? She doesn't know what hits her. Even Mr. Tips gets very ungraciously set up so that he has to withdraw from the case. And she gets cited for contempt of court, and a federal judge says, I'm going to put you in jail. And all of you friends were there to hear and see it. Why? Because she sat and wrote. Well, but she copied. No. Germaine and I copied. It's our work. And Walter Russell sat right there. He said, my work has been destroyed. Everything is light. How are we going to tell the people? Well, you're not. If somebody doesn't get out there and tell the truth. So you can call it our religion, if you like. It doesn't cost much. She's never gotten a penny, regardless of what is touted. There aren't any millions of dollars that EJ could possibly have squandered. And some of you in here better be thinking about the management of that institute. It was left in a total disarray and disaster.
Well, it's a good time to take a break on the tape.